Democrats who still run the legislature were meeting privately today to discuss the contracts, which include no raises and continued unpaid furloughs amounting to 3% wage cuts. If the deals don't get ratified now, they're probably dead. Republicans have said they want more concessions, namely larger pension and health care contributions from union workers. But Democrat Mark Pocan of Madison questioned their motives. The contracts, which would cover a period from last summer to next summer, have money set aside for them in what's called the state's Compensation Reserve Fund. Pocan told Republicans they're trying to delay these contracts so they can use that money to balance their upcoming budget.
We owe it to finish these 18-month-old contracts. We owe it not to raid that compensation fund to somehow give it to people that you offered tax breaks to during the election.
Republican Speaker-elect Jeff Fitzgerald responded by questioning the motives of state unions. These contracts are overdue, Fitzgerald says, because unions rolled the dice in this last election and lost.
They held off as long as they possibly could to see the way the election cycle was going to turn out. That's what really happened here. And it didn't go in their favor. Republicans were swept through because of deals like this.
Fitzgerald was the lone no vote on a special committee that approved the contracts. His brother, incoming Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, was absent. All Democrats voted yes. But it could be Democratic absences that keep the contracts from moving forward in the full legislature, at least in the state assembly, where margins for Democrats were slim to begin with. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.